Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who CantCon, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Alright, where we last left our intrepid dragons.
Be sure to check out ZeldaUniverse.net.
Oh, God.
Gods of Shadow. Currently at 7,549 hits.
Only two real readers.
Oh!
All right. So, you guys managed to crawl through the giant dwarven complex. Got the spiffy scroll that you guys were looking for.
Woohoo! And crawl shut in a coffin.
Mm-hmm. Crawl your guys is way back out. You're about ready to head back to the castle and cook most of the orcs alive inside it.
Woohoo! Mm-hmm. Because we can do that with a scroll.
Reminds on a successful spellcraft check.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of Oblivion, except you don't even need spellcraft. You don't need anything. Mm-hmm. You can just be like, I have this scroll. Here, I cast that spell.
Awesome. Can you read it? Nope.
But somehow I cast it.
So?
Alright, we brought along all these dwarven guys and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just meet back up with them, tell them the deal, and say we're ready.
No, you had not healed yet.
I'm still drunk.
You're drunk?
Oh, yes, that's right. Still drunk.
You got that chalice.
Awesome decanter you made me put away.
Yes, because it was.
While you were also, like, drunk or something.
I was not drunk.
I don't recall.
I was drunk. Slap happy. There's a difference.
Anyway, my tolerance is surely low as I'm smallish.
Yes. And you're much chagrined at the loss of your never-ending drunkenness.
Yeah, that was going
to
be awesome.
Come to think of it, that would have been a really appropriate dragon treasure.
Your poor morning. At the loss of all the gold, etc.
You do. We should tell that one brass dragon who sent us here to
compensate.
Yeah, confiscate it.
Compensate, as in we missed out on all this because the dwarves are dumb. So you should give us something in return.
But I was going to say have him appropriate it from the dwarven.
I was going to say that he's going to keep it.
Be like, I'm going to take my taxes out in the form of this really, really ancient goblet that you guys hold sacred. Thank you. I'm selling it on eBay.
Full-scale riot. Okay.
We should heal.
Sort of like someone going, yeah, the Ark of the Covenant, so far it's on 1.5 million on eBay.
How many bids? 17 million and 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
it's still going up.
A lot. Okay. Yes, I will rest
for a few days.
Oh, hey, may I borrow some dice?
You guys will pass out for like another week.
What with the move, I misplaced not only my phone and charger, but also my dice bag. Mm.
Thank you. Okay, I've misplaced like 3 dice bags since I started gaming these guys.
So, you guys will rest your week, heal up any wounds that you guys still had, and get ready to head south.
For hit points. That was the end of that, right? So now we're going to report to the guy?
Yep. All you need to do is go cook them and have a successful spellcraft.
Yeah, who's got the highest spellcraft check?
Probably you.
Probably.
Probably.
I actually have 1 rank in it, which means that I'm automatically at 6.
I have Do 2. Any of the dwarves want to use it?
Not particularly.
How about the not the goblins, the gnomes. Do they have high spellcraft?
Some of them do, yeah. In order to successfully cast this spell, you need a, let's see, 20 plus spell level, so you need a 28.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it to the gnomes.
Yeah, I definitely.
If I fail that, I'm screwed.
You can't get it unless you roll a 20.
Then you get a 26.
Yeah, it's 26.
Right.
So he can't get it.
That's what I'm... Oh. It doesn't automatically succeed?
No.
There's no automatic success on something that's way difficult.
Well, then you can't get it. And neither can I.
No shizzle.
I presume Jessica has the lower spellcraft than us.
Okay. You guys
he chuckles over, nervously.
You guys hand it over to the gnomes and say, here, you guys deal with it.
Okay, so we figured it out. If my dragon can use his hit die as spell levels.
Nope.
Spellcaster levels.
Caster levels.
Dragons actually are weird like that. They get caster levels at a certain point, which you have not gotten to yet.
And I'm casting spells. I cast grease all the time.
You cast a spell-like ability.
Aww. Give me that crap. All right, Flynn.
Hey, you're the one who's technicality-ing me.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just technicality-ing you because it works in my favor.
Wait, and spellcraft is one of those you cannot assist with, right?
No, it's not. You can't help read the scroll over the shoulder going,
That one...
What does that rune mean?
I think that rune says...
Pineapple runes. Cantaloupe bread skull?
What is this, written in hieroglyphics?
What kind of spell has his bread skull?
Curse food and water?
Flesh to food?
Flesh to bread.
Yay, mini medible! No, we're starving!
Hey, I'm the gingerbread man!
Cannibalism made friendly. Don't think about him as a person! Don't think about him as a person! Ah!
Go on, gag him!
He's got a nice crust, though.
Oh, no.
Green filled.
I'm debating making an evil sorcerer now for the next game.
Green filled. Cherry, my favorite. Okay.
Turn goblins into...
Anyway, back to letter.
All right, so you guys hand it over to the gnomes and whatnot. And say, so you guys have to...
Somebody with a spell craft... Rank, not rank, but like bonus of like plus 12 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we can get.
Would it be the mayor or someone else?
The mayor can try it.
Okay.
There's a few people who can actually try it. They'll thank you for recovering it, and they will of course go try it.
We'll escort him if they get caught.
Yeah, that's all. Or in case it backfires and they incinerate themselves.
What is the range on this?
There's no range, you just have to know the location.
Oh, so they could try it from, like, inside their house or
whatever. Which is one of the reasons why it was locked away.
Nah.
Because I want to incinerate the dwarven capital from across the world.
Oh, it's been incinerated!
Yes, they will make it.
Yay!
Yay.
So from a few hundred miles away here. By the way, as you guys are flying south to go back to the Dragon Isles, this wonderful whiff will get to you as you guys fly past.
Mmm, roasted orc. I go raid.
I was thinking we should clean up.
Okay.
In case anyone
cleaning
survives.
Up. That's fine. It's fine for you guys to want to go down and loot for all your hard work.
At least loot, yes.
Okay. Well, you guys will head down to the castle. Well, yep, that's
hopefully what... Hopefully it cooled off. Nope, not yet.
It still has its structure. It's still, but it's, you know, just now subsiding from, like, red hot. The castle is still steaming. You guys will have to wait a little while.
Mm. So I sit there in front of the front gate with my tail wagging.
If you are within 100 feet of it, no, because you start taking a D6 heat damage.
Like I said, just you'll outside of the heat aura.
He could walk around inside and not
sweet,
care.
I go inside.
I start burrowing underneath it.
No!
Stay!
Is that really on you?
Yeah, leave it to Fatty to keep people in place.
Alright. Loot.
After a couple,
patience, young one. Patience.
I don't need patience. I can go now.
After a couple of days and you sedating the poor gold wormling.
I like sitting on his tail all the time.
The building will have cooled off enough that you guys can actually enter. It's still quite warm. It's still about 120 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ooh.
After 2 days of cooling off and some rain.
Steam. I have to go fly around in the steam.
I'll just jump in the river and we're
done. Alright.
I start climbing all over the walls.
You guys, of course, know the hundreds of melted orcs. Doesn't look like any orcs escaped. However, surprisingly, you guys will notice that some goblins are still skittering around the place. But they're not much of a threat.
They're probably just outside.
Or they are busy locked inside the dungeons or something.
I start playing leapfrog and jump on top of
them. I think they're better than stole stuff. That's my stuff.
Alright. You guys will eventually make your way towards what you can identify as the commander's hut. It used to be, of course, be the throne room for the owner of the area, and so, of course, the orc boss took it as his throne area. This place is made out of marble, and surprisingly, there's only one piece of metal, and that's the throne. And unfortunately, it looks like the orc was cooked for his pride. However, the rest of the room is still intact, including the war chests.
Ooh. She's got pencils.
I do.
Do we have a random piece of paper that you can actually write it on?
I use the back of my thing. Yeah.
I don't want to hear about you writing on your thing, Jay. Especially if it uses a pencil. That's just painful. Ha ha. You had to do your plug, now I get to tease you.
Oh, very well.
With my zero listeners.
Yes. All two readers of my blog will come over and listen to...
Hey, you've got... Two times, well, that number isn't even rational.
No, it isn't.
I've got infinite the amount of listeners that we do.
Yeah.
Come on out, BB.
Incidentally, if any of you are listening, please give me a call and I will compliment you by awarding you with the PS3 we have sitting in the back room.
Sweet, can I call you?
I'll
take a PS3.
I didn't say the back room was my back room.
Oh, okay, so we're going to break into some place and steal.
Okay.
It's okay, I don't like the people down at Game Guy anyway. I hate elitist nerds.
And
they bug me.
Just in case any of the listening audience takes that seriously, the offer is only valid between 12 noon and 12 noon on May 16th.
Next year. Okay, right. On the chieftain, it actually looks like he wielded a vicious-looking scythe. It is still intact, made out of what you can guess is probably elephant bone.
Cool.
ivory.
Ebony and ivory.
So the blade itself is ivory, but the shaft is actually bone.
Ivory is technically bone as well.
Well, just as much
not
as...
Not in the fantasy world. Oh, served!
Served.
A wizard did it?
That's right. Well, first of all, you're wielding a slashing weapon out of bone, so... Of course, it has to be slightly wiggity somehow. Anywho. Mm-hmm. He also has the breastplate of what you think must have been a paladin. Because it has a defaced... defaced image, icon... of Bahamut on there.
The horror!
And of course, it's been replaced by his sickening orc.
Is it scratched? Painted? What?
It's scratched.
Oh.
It's like etched.
I use my acid to etch it into a happy face.
He's making it worse.
Aww.
So now the evil orc god is smiling. Okay. That's all he really had worth on him.
Yeah, everything else melted.
Yeah, anything else went up.
Well, he... Stunk. This joint coinage, and...
You think he probably had a few potions, but... Yeah.
They evaporated 3 days ago.
However, the war chests, which are, of course, stored in nice wooden containers, the locks, conveniently, however, are melted.
Obviously, it's a chest on fire.
No, because it only melted the metal.
Okay.
It set every piece of metal on fire, which, of course, unfortunately for most orcs, was everything they had. Mm-hmm. Their studded leather armor kind of burned holes into them. Anyways, inside the chests, you will find 1,050,000 gold pieces.
Well, gold... chunks?
1,050,000? That would be
no, no.
1,000,000?
No. 10,500. Sorry.
10,500.
We're gonna level today.
They are spread out into bags of 1,000 each.
It's a lot of bags.
So what happened to the 500?
No, that's just kind of actually spilled out around there, where they kind of reach and said, yeah, this looks good enough for your pay. And a few gold pieces fall. Okay, in addition, there is a statue made out of silver of Bahamut.
Yay!
Who has rubies for eyes.
Ooh, rubies. How big's the statue?
Okay. There is a painting of a handsome elven noble.
Like a painting?
Yeah, a painting.
Like, you know, a painting?
There's jewelry, a collection of it.
I try on a pair of earrings, walk into a Taco Bell, and call myself Yolanda. I order a kid's meal.
Then finally, you find, you guys will find it eventually, I'm not too worried about it. After diving through there for a little while, you'll find a series of notes written in a strange and coded tongue.
Oh, wait, so did the scroll only melt the metal stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That was awfully convenient.
Sort of.
Damn.
So I guess, actually, when you look...
We have metal chunks.
Yeah, so I guess when you guys actually look at your gold, it's like blocks of gold inside little bags that you have to peel it off of.
Right. Figure those for the dwarves to tinker them apart. And like, we did our giant block that we had.
Yeah. Set in mud.
We're getting gold, it's just weird gold.
It's oddly shaped, but it's real!
Trust us.
We just dug this out of the ground, it was awesome.
However, the statue is still in one piece.
Yay.
That's good. Apparently the breastplate is also.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can I...
Hey, it is holy Bahamut.
That's right.
Magical.
I was going to say, can I put in a bid for part of my share to get the statue?
Depends on if it's magical or not.
Oh, come on, guys.
Everyone's like, but he's my god.
Actually, he's not my god, but...
That's because you picked the most neutral god who just doesn't give a crap.
Yeah, I was debating on changing that. He doesn't care. Or Bahamut is lawful good.
Alright, hold on. Okay. So, you guys now have these series of papers, a giant trove of gold. So,
okay, I
nice artistry. It's encrypted.
We can do it later.
I decrypt.
It's not. We can do that later.
Yeah. No. Decrypt it now.
Let's take the papers, roll them up, put them in the bag. Do it later.
Fine.
Boy, bronze are bossy.
Stupid crusaders. Fat crusaders.
So, you guys begin floating south.
Did you restart the thing?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Behold my elite ninja skills.
Nice. You did it without me even noticing.
I saw him do it. Gosh.
He made his perception check, didn't you? All right.
And that, folks, is how it's done in real life.
So, you guys fly south to the Dragon Council. After a few days, you guys will eventually make it there. Your brother still hasn't returned.
Well, good. We're not late.
Okay, we flew south for the winter. Except it's not winter.
I thought we went north.
You said we flew south.
Well, yeah, south back to the dragon-y place.
Yes.
Would you put the dragon?
Yeah. I don't have mine. He has his.
Oh.
What?
I left the bestiary over at Tyler's because I'm a moron.
The core.
That's
the core book. Yeah. I don't have the bestiary.
So let it be known. I've got him on tape saying he's a moron. Just in case we ever needed the evidence.
He'll edit that part out.
It all sound like a moron saying he's a moron. Because
wait. Edit? What? That requires way too much work. Okay.
So, you guys want to wait a little bit for the brothers to return, or do you guys just want to head off on your next shenanigans?
Well, I mean...
Well, we can use this time to actually decode.
Yeah, in the meantime, let's go back and talk to the one dude who set us on the quest in the first place. Check back
in. We have to find him.
Oh.
Because he left to see another dragon mistress. And I don't want to disturb them.
How long
Shucks, whatever, I'll disturb him. Like, excuse me, where's my payment?
I don't think dragons, you know, get it on for days and days.
You never know. Time for us lasts a lot longer. They could still be going from the very beginning.
I suppose. But I doubt it.
Dude, they're still in foreplay. They're sorting the recycling.
Yeah.
So, go ahead and give me... It's a linguistics check to actually decode these.
Okay.
Yes, that's why... Let him do it.
I do have linguistics.
The bronze has now given you permission.
Thank you.
That's
a fatty.
You want me to assist? Or
I got a 22.
I assisted.
24? You have not cracked the code.
I try again.
Okay. You spend one day cracking the code. Or attempting.
Okay. I'm sitting there in the corner. Aha! I got a 23.
25.
Well, no,
23. We'll find someone to see if they can...
Well, I got hired. Hang on. 25. There you go. 25.
Eventually, yes, they 18? Can get it to one of their dwarfs.
Yeah, and I have plus 9.
Dang!
27 is what I got.
He decoded it before I did. I was sitting there going, okay, this character's got to be... Whatever, I can read that word in the next one and the next one. Here, just give me that.
All right. You think you have cracked the code, and it's also written in Abyssal.
Ooh, do I know Abyssal?
I think I have.
I have Abyssal.
Okay.
Oh, no, I have Ignan.
Which is
so he teaches me how, and then I read it.
Yeah.
Basically, he gives you the decoder, and he spends more time. It took you guys 2 days to finally crack the damn code. Your brother's still not back.
Ha!
Deadbeat brother.
Stupid brother.
I'll get myself identified. Well, they're all doing that.
Okay.
You're getting yourself identified?
Yes. Like, what am I? I'm in a conflict with myself.
Alright, what you find is that these are a series of notes where someone is obviously attempting to write to someone who is far dumber than they are.
And they put it in code?
Presumably they have the code and thus it's not an issue.
And what it is a order from someone who chooses not to get themselves named.
Right.
They only abbreviate with the letter V.
So it's a dragon with the name V, okay?
No, not V! God, we're gonna die now!
Is there opera music on her? Orchestra music in the background?
Tchaikovsky's?
Mm-hmm. Ah, crap.
No!
You, ordering them there, this war boss, and we said that Ogre will be flown in, and, his troops will be supplied, and giving him all the tactical things he's supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
All he has to do is simply follow orders.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the primary, he said that your goal is to locate the item we talked about.
Oh. The item we talked about. So the dragon is attempting to get the orc captain to obtain an item. Now, what item could that have been?
And he provided him with an entire army to do it.
Presumably it's something at the dwarven place.
It could have been the scroll.
Or, yeah, it could have been...
Or it could be the
endless
canner of alcohol. We never know.
The dragon just wanted the wine constantly. Sent him an army just so he could get his wine.
I will give you ogres.
He was quite evil.
I will plan the attack for you.
I guess
all you have to do is bring me the booze.
He had finally realized that the dragon had spent too much money attempting to get drunk. So he's now going for the endless version of it. Just so he can get a buzz.
That's right.
That would be an anticlimactic ending to this campaign.
Yes, it would be.
I just want to get drunk. Really? Thousands of people died so you could get drunk? Yeah, so what? I'm a dragon. They're not important.
They're flies.
You evils. Chromatics.
Yeah, so my thought it was probably the scroll.
Probably. Would be rather devastating, as we saw.
Uh-huh. Too bad we used it on him.
Meh. It was useful.
Yeah.
Against them.
And yeah. It was the scroll. He can't get it now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So it did, like, incinerate itself or erase itself or whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever happens. Was used. Scrolls.
Just want to be sure.
What does happen to scrolls in your game?
Out of curiosity? Usually, it's actually just the ink. As you are invoking the words of power, the ink is actually used up.
Oh.
As it is, like, cast into the air.
Mm.
As the words are used to access the being that is magic.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
In my universe, magic is a creature. And the way that wizards access it is just they've learned how to talk to it. Sorcerers just realize that somehow magic took an interest in them and they shoot it out randomly. Because after all, one day they happen to be holding bat guano and sulfur, and their town burned. I still love how that works. I just so happen to be holding these.
Just pull them out. Oh, God, why am I... Oh.
Why do I have bat guano in my pocket? Luckily, in Pathfinder, one of the first things you get is askew materials. So if it doesn't have a value, you just cast it. You don't need the material component. That was so annoying to think about.
That's why it was nice in the pirate game. Anytime we were in town, I could just be like, I buy ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have evidence of a dragon attempting to obtain something illicit from this one other dragon's domain.
Mm-hmm.
Grounds, perhaps, for, hey, that's not very nice, get out of my house.
Is there a dragon law that says you can't front on a brother, or whatever?
That is the official law.
But he was never officially there.
Well, yeah, but we have evidence that he was...
But we still don't have evidence.
Quote-unquote fronting.
Dude was poaching, man. He was getting in on the other dragon's game.
Indeed.
Alright, well, when the mayor dragon comes back, we're totally going to show him the evidence. Be like, what do you want us to do about it?
Gotcha.
So,
as soon as the Duke comes back, we're going to talk to him.
All right. A month later.
Of course. Because that's how long it takes.
Does his brother show up?
No, his brother still has not shown up.
Hmm. And where was my brother going?
Hey, maybe you can talk to your parents, see where he went.
He was being sent off on his own mission.
Ah. Which he probably failed.
By whom do we know?
Council.
Can I ask someone on the council?
Unfortunately, you don't have a name yet, so they don't even view you in existence.
Okay. So can I talk to my parents?
Okay. We have names. We could ask for you. Excuse me, we're asking for a non-existent friend. Where this?
You might want to write this down because I actually have your family rolled up.
Hooray.
Thank you. Your parents live on separate islands and have their own separate domains. They're still technically together, but they have nothing to do with each other.
Okay.
Their egos kept getting in the way. Your father was known as
Daddy.
XITHNOI.
Is this Noi?
Yeah. And then the acronym for gold, I don't remember what that is. He is arrogant, but kind. And he's also very messy.
Did you roll these up at random?
He is a mature adult.
Mature, of course, is used loosely.
You know, he's kind, but in that way that I know what's best for you, despite what you may think.
The loving, sort of smothering parent.
Mm-hmm. Your mother, for the wonderful bitter irony, is named Arrakis.
Spell?
Don't spell it Orcus.
A-R-A-K-U-S, which in dragon means desert spice, for the sheer irony of it.
Hmm.
Is
she spicy?
It's okay. Apparently no one got the reference. She is carefree, rebellious,
and pizza.
And she swears a lot.
Dirty mouth.
She is an adult.
So she's like a hippie, and he's like...
My mama was a hippie, my papa was a kappa.
Kinda.
Yeah. Maybe.
They're
at least rich.
The couple only have two children, your brother and you. Messy. Your brother is named Vorus. V-O-R-U-S. And he is dutiful. Proud. And yellow.
As in cowardly?
Yes.
He's a yellow bearded sap sucker!
And then, of course, there's you.
Well, he's a gold
Your brother
dragon.
Is very young.
Gold dragons are naturally yellow bellied.
Good to know.
So,
well,
that's your family. Yeah, you and your brother, of course, go between the two domains to be able to see the parents.
Sure. Where are they in relation to this place, this dragon?
The gold dragons inhabit the lands of the west.
Okay, so they're both in the west?
Yes. Because each group has kind of like their own area. Because you don't want a gold dragon living right next to a red dragon, because then something might go on underneath the table and one of them might wind up dead. They kind of segregate all of them, going, keep your shit out.
Interesting.
Alright, hold on. Pizza.
Choo-choo, nom nom nom.
Nom 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 nom, nom pizza.
Okay, so we... Wait a... Oh, wait, no. We're going to go... Well, how far is it to my parents? Will it take a month or less?
Two and a half.
to get there?
As I said, the Chain of Io is basically about the lengthwise the size of, or going from the tip of Canada to the bottom of Chile. And then it's about that much wide again.
Wow. That's a giant square.
Ish.
It's like a circle.
It's a gigantic island chain. It's also called the Twilight Shadows because, or Twilight Shores, because anyone who sails off of the other four continents and winds up here never is allowed to go home. So as far as they're concerned, the world is flat. Because you sail east, you fall off the world because you never come back. You sail west, you fall off the world because you never come back.
So it's like this hemisphere of the planet is completely ours.
Yes. Yeah.
These two hemispheres, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, depending on how you look at it, I guess. Which way you cut it.
Like, if you have a northern or a southern hemisphere, yeah, an eastern and then, or a western hemisphere,
yeah,
we would be the western hemisphere.
Right, yeah. If you look at it that way, then yes.
We are all four, because we have that ground.
That's right.
We're dragons. We're back to
somehow
dragons.
We only occupy half the planet, and we're still living in all four hemispheres.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what actually some of the people do when they have gotten discontent with the way the Dragon Council goes. They fly over to the east and set up turf.
Yep. Well, I suppose we can ask about your brother.
Well,
if you don't want to fly all the way there. It's up to you.
I mean,
we don't know where you live.
Or we could just ask the council for you, because
that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, if it's going to take 2.5 months, if you want to ask, go ahead. But after after we wait for the guy to get back, I'll be going that way. If not,
yeah, we can figure out where you went.
All
right. So sure. Okay, so we wait a month. We see the brass.
I'll go, oh, thank you. Here's the agreed upon amount. Well, I'll hand you each 5,000 gold pieces.
Sweet. Okay,
Oh, yeah. Did we get that stuff sold and such?
Working on it.
Ooh. How about the Statue of Bahamut?
That would be an appraise check. What do you mean? You looked at me, so I returned the look and...
18.
You guys in ballpark, maybe about 1,500. Ballpark.
1,500.
Mm-hmm.
So half that, and that's what we would get if it was sold.
Statue?
Oh, the statue?
27.
Oh.
Oh, not statue, but painting, sorry.
Oh, the painting? That's worth 500.
Okay.
It's not nearly as important as a statue of Bob.
Okay, I will.
Breastplate?
No clue.
Scythe?
No clue.
I will tail wrestle everyone for the right to keep the Bahamut statue.
Yes, I sit on you.
I want a rematch! I'm going to beat you in tail wrestling, but you can have it.
Nah, it's cool, you can have it.
Yay!
I just wrestled for the helmet. It was
I think Patty likes you.
Whatever. She's too stuck up.
Ew.
She's not
Patty cooties. Bronze cooties.
Okay.
What type of personality does this brass have? By us talking to him.
Brass, he's vain and egotistical.
Hmm.
So pretty much textbook brass.
He likes to hear himself talk. What?
Alright. Then as my punishment to the dwarves, I'll ask him, okay, you need to give your dwarves a very long lecture about gunpowder. I love it.
And I walk up to him and I say, you need to know that some other dragon whose name starts with V wants your shit.
Oh.
And then I walk away.
I walk up to him. We took care of the orcs. I walk away.
It's a little conga line of dragon.
And then I walk back up to him and I say,
hi.
Okay. Well, of course, thank you for all of your attentions and efforts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they have a thing that gives endless wine. It's awesome.
Rose can keep it. That is so below me.
I want it. Can I have
it? Okay.
Then I'll go. I suppose I'll find the silver member that gave us our mission.
Ah, hello, little Chad. You must be Varus, if I remember correctly.
Yes, my lady.
Ah, hello.
I have a question of a gold dragon who was recently sent off on a mission. His name is blah.
Varus, I think.
Yeah, Varus. Varus.
Ah, Varus?
Yes.
Yes, there was a small hiccup in the Green Dragon area. They weren't delivering their gems and taxes properly. And we sent him there to investigate that.
Mm-hmm. I suppose we shouldn't be too worried. It's only been a month. Remember how long it took us to take care of the translators? But of course, those were dragon slayers. This is just investigation.
Taxes.
Was he the only one sent?
Yes, it's just accounting.
Yeah. Either they were very late and he had to do lots of calculations, or...
Or he ran into Robin Hood.
Who?
Taxes. Robin Hood. Oh, that's right. You didn't hear about it. There was this...
Are you telling another story?
What?
Did you just make this up?
Of course. You see, one of the legends from the human side of the planet was that there was this rogue that had gone rogue.
Definitely make this up.
A rogue? That sounds cool.
And he came back. And he decided that all the taxes were too much, so he decided to rob from all the nobles and gave everything that he stole to the people who were supposed to be paying the taxes in the first place.
That's dreadful. If that were applicable here, they'd be stealing from us dragons and giving to the commoners.
That's right, which is why they should be put down like dogs.
Ah, yes.
Well, let's hope it's not so.
Curse the name of Robin Hood.
Well, I don't think Robin Hood would be able to take out my brother.
You don't think so, do you?
No.
He's got rapid shot. He's got many shot.
So? My brother's got flame breath.
He burned all the arrows. Well, with your permission, can we go check up on him?
Hmm? Sure, I don't care.
Yeah, let's make sure. Was it top secret? it's also in Green Dragon territory, I wonder.
Well, everything the council does is supposed to be top secret, but...
Like that ever happens.
Yes.
It's also in Chromatic territory, so make sure we don't...
Yes, that's one of the reasons why we've been worried. Well, at least I've been worried. Of course, I'd never trust a Chromatic to do their taxes properly.
Stupid Chromatics.
I wouldn't be surprised if they increased it, had most for themselves, and then gave, I suppose, a proper amount to the others.
But instead of allowing my throat to catch it, I allowed all the air to go in and then back out again.
I do it too. It's cool.
Yeah.
I stopped breathing.
Which island was it, so we can venture?
It was the domain of Kakaris.
Okay.
Let's go to the domain of Kakarsis.
I thought it was Kakarot. Kakaris.
Shit, I'm not calling
Kakaris.
This.
It's the land of giant apes. Yeah, that's right.
Charybdis?
Right. Alright, well, thank you. We shall be off.
Good luck.
I ask around, see if there's any other random jobs we can do before we take off.
In that area.
Oh, in that area? No, no one wants business in the Great Dragon area.
Around that area.
No one
Pardon me, but we're going to the island of Charybdis or whatever it was. Would you like us to pick anything up for you?
Yeah, could you get me a bit of Sicilia? What? Sicilia?
Scylla, yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, something like that.
Okay, thanks.
Near en route, we must search for it all over the country.
let's see, do you have a spell component list? Ah, here we go, okay. A cyclops eye, a harpy's toenail. Let's see.
The beak
of a Stymphalian bird. I don't know where you'd find that. Island of Stymphalia! Oh, right. Okay, my bad. Yeah, we're not going there. We're going to the island of Charybdis, my bad.
Cankerous? Cantankerous?
Caucasus? Caucasus?
Coccyx?
This is what I have to listen to.
As you guys are making fun of the name.
What is a coccyx again?
A coccyx?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, it's some part of your body.
Okay, coccyx, there you go.
Look it up.
Oh, you have a phone.
2 weeks later, you guys will arrive at the jungle.
Here we are, the island of coccyx. Cox.
It is a jungle island. You can't even actually see any clearings. And it spans approximately the size of, like, Honolulu.
I've heard of Honolulu.
Is there anywhere to land, like, on the sea?
You would have to land on the sea and then paddle in.
Okay, I do that.
It's your tailbone.
Ah, coccyx.
Yes.
Lovely.
It is the final segment of the spine.
Did you know, here's a fun little fact for you, that the coccyx is actually extended in some humans. It's a mutation, but obviously it's a vestige of earlier incarnations of our race. And so that has brought rise to, of course, all the tabloids will say, lizard person! Born in
This is Kansas. Sorry, evolution isn't possible here.
Yes. So, I just thought that was interesting. That there have been humans who have actually
still
grown
tails.
And they're prehensile as well. They're what's when you say that you can move it voluntarily?
Prehensile.
Okay, there you go.
I wish I had a tail.
That'd be awesome. Because I thought prehensile meant that you could use it to, like, grab things and pick things up, as opposed to just for balance or something.
You can move it of your on your own.
Okay.
Usually they still grab stuff, but they just can't hold
on. So you guys are holding a spider monkey and then looking at him.
What is the climate here?
It is humid. It's the jungle.
Okay.
I'm in the water.
Green dragons use acid, just like I do.
As you touch the water, you'll...
Like an anti-green dragon.
Go ahead and roll through Ezix.
Please. I'm immune to my breath weapon. Suck.
116.
Okay. You'll notice that the area that you have landed in has an unusually high amount of piranha.
It's there. Alright, so I will quickly move to the shore.
I just ride on her head.
They're not going to be able to do, you know, any real damage to someone whose hide is as thick as your guys is, but...
Yeah, like I said, itch.
You guys will land, of course, it's... You know, panther growling at you from over there, a boa constrictor that's roughly 10 feet long looking at you. You guys feel malaria... You guys feel malaria setting in.
Hey, look, a spider monkey. See, look, this is the prehensile tail.
Yes. Oh, look, the prehensile tail. All of a sudden, my stomach rumbles. Montezuma's revenge!
Moving on.
There's some bananas over there. You don't need those.
Ooh, bananas. I love bananas. I'm a dragon.
So you guys are sitting there in the jungle, and he's gorging himself on bananas.
Yay!
Well, actually, I will free the monkey. Put it down.
Well, I wasn't doing anything to it. I'm just showing him.
I chase after him and throw bananas.
Yeah.
Come back! I want to be your friend!
It stops him.
I will talk
and then
to one
away.
Of the animals and ask if they've seen a giant lizard like him. A little bigger.
Just because it amuses me, you find a bullfrog.
Okay.
What?
Can we talk to animals?
She can.
Why?
She's a bronze dragon. It's one of their racial abilities.
Oh, yes.
You cast Grease. She casts Speak with Animal.
Jeez.
All right.
I cast nothing.
Not old enough.
I cast Grease on the bullfrog.
It's better now.
Talk about environmental hazard.
What? It was funny. I'm laughing.
Oh,
what?
Dragons are
inside.
Oops, sorry, Yumi. Yes, we're looking for a large lizard that looks like him, except bigger. Have you seen one?
Yep.
Can you point us in the direction he flew? Trying to jump in the direction he flew?
He went that way.
Is that a pointer frog?
Alright, thank you. Alright, we'll fly or go that direction.
What direction was it?
Due north. Or sorry, due north.
To the north!
I do a perception check to see if I can find any tracks.
That would be a survival check.
Or a survival check then. Very well.
I surely doubt it would be on the ground, but.
Oh. It's actually too dense for you guys to actually fly terribly well in here. You spend the majority of your time dodging.
20
we can fly over the
survivor. It's true.
20
and survivor.
20? Oh, wow, that's a lot better than mine. I rolled an 11.
Alright, you're looking around and you see something shiny.
Dude, forget shiny. I'm going after bananas again.
You're looking around and you're finding a lot of scaly. You're finding a lot of, you know, like three-toed creatures moving around that are obviously reptilian, but not draconic.
So probably
velociraptors.
Velociraptors.
Velociraptors. Argonians.
Lizard folk.
And they seem to be kind of milling about the area.
Wait, Lizalfos.
Milling about the area? As in they're still here? I'm looking at them
as
they make the dress?
You're looking at the foot. Come on.
No. It looks like they have basically free reign over the island.
I see.
Okay. They're roaming around unchecked. You mean to say that these are natural inhabitants?
Well, okay, cool. Lizard men, folk, or something, probably. Hey. Or maybe one of those frog things.
Frog legs?
Maybe. No. The thing that we use for Biggs Mini?
Bullywug?
Bullywug, that's it.
Those would be amphibian, not reptilian.
Oh.
Yes.
Reptiles have scales. Amphibians have wet, moist skin.
Okay.
Hello.
It's okay, he's not going into biology.
Alright, question. Do we want to continue looking on the ground, or do we want to fly, ask around it some more, see if the direction changed?
I don't know if we'll be able to see anything through all this dense.
Well, I know we won't be able to see anything if we're flying over it.
Well, the options are either your brother kept walking, or he flew. If he flew, the birds might know something. If he kept walking, we'd be able to find the tracks. So far, as opposed to breaking up the party, why don't we follow her idea and go check out the birds?
Okay, birds it is.
Sorry.
So we're climb the trees and eventually...
Yes, we'll eventually get out. Mm-hmm. Brushing away a few snakes.
Excuse me.
As you get, you eventually find a parrot who's like,
hey? Yes, we're looking for a large lizard. It looks a lot like him, except bigger.
There's one right there.
Bigger.
There's one right there.
With tentacles. Bigger. No, birds are supposed to be smart. How is the frog beating you?
Yeah.
Can you tell us which direction you went?
What's it worth?
Yeah.
My buddy there has lots of fruit.
I hold up a pile of bananas.
He begins picking through it.
Wait, pull it back.
I mean
before we need our information.
Can you tell us which direction he went? Then we give you other
food. Mm-hmm. He went to the Lizardman village.
Where is that?
Mm-hmm. It's in the coral reef on the northern part of the island.
Okay. Oh. Well, if we would have taken the ride, it would have taken us a lot longer. Okay, you can have some fruit now.
I select one of the bananas. Perhaps this vintage would suit your
taste.
You
see he's already eating the other parts of the pile.
Thank you.
Hey!
I guess that...
His friends begin descending on there.
You better keep
the vintage. I beat one. With the banana.
He started descending on you.
Let's go.
And then, of course, Zelda style, they start eating me to death.
Ow! Ow!
Suddenly a swarm of chickens appear.
Shut! Stop it!
Quick! Leave!
If you leave the area, they can't follow you. Are we outside of the area? No, you've only gone 3 feet. Dang it! Go! Go! Go!
Okay. Then we will continue flying toward the northern part of the island.
You guys will fly towards the north, and you can see kind of on the shoreline, there are a few rickety huts. They look mostly abandoned.
Don't worry about it. They used to be human.
Okay. Suppose we'll land somewhere close to there.
You guys plop down and let's see. Oh, let's see if they happen to leave a guard on duty.
He's sleeping though. Hey.
Yes, there is a guard on duty, and yes, he is asleep. He's sunbathing actually.
Oh, okay.
So looking over further down the beach, you'll notice that there's this pitch black with an underbelly of kind of green, this mutant kind of green, kind of laying there in sunlight.
He is an Argonian. Okay.
I scan on his face.
I'll go walk over to him. Excuse me.
The little cover slips, of course.
He sees two dragons over him.
I guess I'll try.
Ah!
Draconic or Aquin.
Hold on, let's see if this guy has guts. Yes, he does. He quickly scampers up and grabs his spear and says, "Back!"
What language are you speaking?
Draconic.
Okay. Oh, good.
That's the universal language.
Back, what?
We mean you no harm. We come in peace.
Here, dragons. Back! Back!
Okay, okay.
Did you see another dragon? Earlier? Take your time.
If you're moving hostile towards him, he will go two initiatives.
I'm just taking it from him.
That would be a hostile action.
Yes,
roll initiative.
That would be hostile.
Okay.
Disarming usually involves some level of struggle.
Sure.
Otherwise, it's just kind of the... Here's my spear.
Yeah.
Aw, crap.
Okay, Jay.
5. I'm just sitting there wagging my tail. What's going on?
It's okay, I got a 7.
What are you doing?
Yeah, 3.
Alright, then he shrinks you as you move towards him. Or at least attempts. Seven goes next.
So what is it, CMB? Yes.
Mm-hmm. You have improved disarm?
I got it.
I don't think so.
Does 19 hit you?
19?
18?
No.
Okay.
I got a 22. Snap it.
You intimidate.
Weird. 13.
Seriously?
Roll a 1.
Okay, that's it.
Like, oh, you're so cute.
I hold up a banana like a gun. That's it. Tell us everything you know.
Push you away.
Ow! This was working!
Did you see another dragon earlier?
Yes, we're looking.
Yes!
A gold dragon.
Did you?
I have seen one of your evil counterparts.
Okay.
Wait, you mean the green?
Yes, one of your evil counterparts.
What color was it? Green?
Color.
Lizards are colorblind, dude.
Have you seen a dragon of his description?
I have seen one of your evil counterparts.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so no.
Okay, how many fingers am I holding up?
Two.
Good.
Well, actually, those are claws.
Doesn't hear you. Where would we find a dragon that looks like him but's bigger?
Not here. We had nothing to do with the kidnapping.
What kidnapping?
Of your evil counterpart.
Who kidnapped him?
The humans.
Where are they now?
Not here.
Where did they? Which way did they go?
They had boats.
Are there any islands nearby?
Yes.
Which direction?
North, south, east, west.
Oh, jeez. Which island did they go to? Which direction did they go?
Which direction did they sail?
Their big caravel moved north. They moved southwest.
Thank you. Handed back his little splinters.
I put a banana down in front of his feet. For your help, sir.
And he nices off.
Guess we go southwest.
Yes. Like for islands.
Okay.
And caravels. And then we dive bomb them with bananas.
We get like a 40 on survival and see the trail of the boat.
Yeah, totally. Now, do give me perception checks as you guys are traveling southwest.
Ooh. Wait. 27.
All three of you will notice. Whoa. Ha! Score.
Nice save.
As you go, as you travel further and further southwest, you're heading deeper and deeper into green territory. As you guys are going, you'll notice more and more settlements. You're not quite sure of what species. Because you guys are flying. And are almost all of,
huts, caves,
all of...
lean-tos?
No, these are settlements.
Okay.
And all of them have ports.
Can we fly close enough?
But yeah, you two small ones can try and blend in with the birds.
I'll just try next to just.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Pinnacle Entertainment game. Deadlands Reloaded. Enough room to die. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. A campaign 6 years in the making. Secret societies, bloodthirsty demons. The story's got it all. But can the heroes unravel the plot before it's too late? One thing's for certain is they're gonna either have enough room to live or enough room to die. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com. You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.